The idea behind Islamic unity dates back to 1400 years ago. In fact, it's as old as Islam itself. It was stressed by the Holy Quran as well as pointed out in the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Iranian Hajj mission organized a seminar on proximity among Islamic schools of thought in the holy city of Mecca, in which scholars from several countries exchanged views and offered solutions to help reach unity. In a keynote speech at the conference, leaders' representative in Hajj affairs, Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Ali Ghazi Askar, stated that Muslims have no choice but to coalesce their positions on the issues facing them. Participants agreed that Muslims can identify themselves as Muslims while keeping their specific religious beliefs and national identities.
I think absolutely, you know, if various European nations can come together, it is high time for the Muslims to look at the issues in a global Islamic manner and to develop that Muslim identity, especially for somebody like myself living in Canada. You know, the issues that face us as Muslims are similar between all the different sects of Islam that we have there. So I think it's not only possible, I think it's necessary and imperative. And we have got to a point where we must look at our issues in a united Islamic manner rather than looking at them individually.
Others stress the importance of the teachings of the household of the Prophet as well as knowledge of Islamic preachers as key factors.
With all due respect to the others, right, we have to focus on Ahlul Bayt. Because I believe for these guys, they are not just for the Shia, you know, or just for this. It's for every, even the for Christian. Especially, I mean, the Imam Ali alayhi salam, where, you know, when he have the, you know, the Karim al-Akhlaq or something, most of his books, he talk about humanity. He don't talk about just the follower of the people that believe him. No, for everybody, even for the Jewish.
What I'm trying to say is, when I talk about knowledge, is for someone to preach, he has to have knowledge of Islam. And if once have the knowledge about Islam, I believe he can convey the message to the Islamic Ummah and try to make them understand that despite the fact that we have different ideologies, we should come together as one.
According to the explicit warning of the Holy Quran, Islamic unity is an obligation. It's actually like Hajj, it's like daily prayers. So let's hope the realization of the fact that Islamic unity is an obligation help Muslims face the challenges ahead more effectively. Ahadu Bijani, Press TV, Mecca, Saudi Arabia.